The Department of Homeland Security announced today that the nation's terror alert level will be lowered from orange to yellow. Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge made the announcement in a news conference this morning.
3 weeks ago, the United States government raised the national threat level from an elevated to a high risk of terrorist attack, or as it is more commonly known, from code yellow to code orange. Today, based on a careful review of the available intelligence, we have lowered the threat level to yellow.
With us now to look back at what happened during past elevated terror alerts is Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.
This was the fifth orange alert issued by the Department of Homeland Security. The first came September 10th, 2002, in anticipation of the one-year anniversary of Al-Qaeda's attack on America. Subsequent alerts were prompted by intelligence gleaned from detainees, important dates on the Muslim or Western calendar, and that phrase that at one time seemed more to do with cocktail parties than terrorism, increased chatter. America's first experience with the orange alert was generally not fodder for criticism, either by elected officials or a public which had never seen the threat level raised since it was instituted 6 months after the September 11th attacks. The second time an orange alert was instituted, in February of 2002, it came with the warning to stock up on provisions like duct tape and plastic sheeting. Duct tape fashion accessories sprang up, editorial cartoonists had a field day, and elected officials felt emboldened. For example, Democratic Congressman Robert Wexler of Florida said, "It's clear that this administration uses the threat from terrorism for political purposes." It's impossible to know if the jokes and eye rolls were an indication of pure mockery or a healthy sign that the country would be able to live under the threat of terrorism without letting panic creep in. But it was clear that the administration took notice, pulling back on the disaster kit advice and making the case that uncertainty is the rule when it comes to terror preparedness. The next alerts came against the backdrop of fighting in Iraq. By that time, raised alerts caused neither apoplexy nor apathy in the public's mind. The latest alert, toned down from orange to yellow this morning, brought with it tangible examples of law enforcement, like canceled international flights and an international search for a passenger who didn't board a plane. There has been talk of the Department of Homeland Security even increasing the standard for what justifies raising the alert level. Soon there will be the opportunity to see if there is a higher standard. Last year's Hajj, the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, was occasion for raising the alert. This year's Hajj begins February 1st. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.